Daily Breakthrough Bread, September 6, 2026. You don't need another sermon. Bible reading, James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Key verse. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1, verse 22, King James Version. You don't need another sermon. Before you misunderstand me, let me explain. You need the word of God, very much. You need biblical preaching. You need teaching that opens the scriptures and brings you face to face with the truth. But there is something we need to realize before we begin to think that hearing and reading the word of God is what matters most. James speaks about this, saying, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Notice that James does not condemn hearing. He condemns being hearers only. There is a kind of hearing that never moves beyond the ears. You hear the sermon, take the notes, underline the verse, feel convicted, and tell someone, "That message was exactly what I needed." Then Monday comes and nothing changes. You heard about forgiveness, but you are still holding the grudge. You heard about prayer, but your Bible and prayer life remain untouched. You heard about purity, but you return to the same compromise. You heard about loving your enemies, but you continue rehearsing what that person did to you. You heard about trusting God, but you are still trying to control everything yourself. You heard the word, but you didn't do the word. And James says something much more serious than, "That's unfortunate." He says you can be deceiving your own selves. That means it is possible to sit under biblical truth so often that you begin to mistake hearing truth for obeying truth. Sometimes we even go as far as boasting about how much truth we know or how sound the doctrine of the church we attend is. You can know more Bible without becoming more obedient. You can listen to sermon after sermon and still avoid the one thing God is putting his finger on in your life. James then gives us a picture that makes the problem impossible to miss. He says the word is like a mirror. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Think about what happens when you look in a mirror. You are not looking at someone else. You are looking at yourself. You see what needs attention. Maybe your hair is out of place. Maybe there is something on your face. The mirror doesn't create the problem. It reveals it. And you don't normally stand in front of a mirror thinking, "What an amazing mirror." You look into it to see yourself. Yet sometimes, when we discover something powerful in Scripture, we can become so excited about the revelation that we celebrate what we have seen without asking what it is revealing about us. We call it a rhema, marvel at the insight, and move on. But James is showing us that the word is not merely something to admire. It is a mirror meant to show us ourselves so that we can respond to what we see. But James describes a man who looks into the mirror and then does something strange. "For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. He looked, he saw, then he walked away." That can happen every Sunday. It can happen every morning when you open your Bible. God shows you something about yourself, and instead of responding, you simply move on. You read, "Forgiving one another," and you know exactly who comes to mind. Then you close your Bible and continue holding the offense. You read, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God," and you realize how much of your life has become about money, comfort, success, and what people think of you. Then you turn the page and move on. You read, "Be ye holy," and you know there is a habit you have been protecting. But instead of dealing with it, you simply wait for the next verse. The word showed you something, you saw yourself, but then you walked away. Perhaps this is what you need today, not another sermon, not another Christian book, not another podcast, not another verse to highlight. Maybe you need to go back to something God has already shown you. Because there is a dangerous place in the Christian life where we become very familiar with God's word, but increasingly resistant to God's voice. We hear it so often that we stop trembling at it. We can discuss it without obeying it. We can teach it without practicing it. We can quote it while contradicting it with our lives. James calls that self-deception. Let Scripture show you what you might prefer not to see. And when God shows you something, don't merely say, "That's true." Ask, "What must I do?" Because you may not need another sermon. You may first need to obey the one you already heard. Prayer. "Lord, help me obey your word. Help me do what you have already shown me, and help me obey whatever you show me next. In Jesus' name, amen." Today's challenge. Read James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25 again. Notice the person who hears, the person who looks, the person who forgets, and the person who continues. Then ask yourself honestly, where have I been hearing God's word without doing what it says? Don't answer generally. Let the passage bring one specific area of your life to mind. Sit with it before God and ask Him for grace to obey what He has already shown you. You have looked into the mirror. What will you do with what you saw? Key takeaway. You may not need another sermon. You may first need to obey the one you already heard. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.